Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Fake Fact Check. My name is Mumtaz Musa Saleh, and thank you for joining me today. Today we are talking about articles that have been seen online within the past 24 hours. There were articles that emerged 4 days ago as well with similar sentiments. Is France continuing the Islamophobic streak in banning Muslim publishers? Well, unfortunately, it is true. France has closed down a Muslim publishing house for selling books that promote Islamic history and commemorate key Muslim figures who fought in the name of Islam, continuing its Islamophobic campaign to hurt Muslim sentiments in the name of French secularization. Now, in a tweet, the right-wing Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin targeted the Muslim publisher Now Edition, saying that it had an editorial line that was anti-universalist and was in direct opposition of Western values, adding that the publishing house was publishing content that legitimized jihad. These works, pointed out by the French politician, include the biography of 7th century Muslim commander Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu. Now, once again, France is trying to whitewash history, as the French government has been very quick to defend and even celebrate the controversial colonial era commanders and figures who optimized the brutal history of Imperial France. However, Muslims could be labeled as extremists for publishing and celebrating personalities important to their own identity and history. In a statement, the Now Editions condemned purely political move by the state and other publishing houses, expressed their alarm at the drift of the French political model towards executive dissolution of Muslim organizations without due process. Now, this is one of France's latest Islamophobic actions against Muslim organizations, and we can see a pattern forming. Once again, as I said, that France is whitewashing history. If they started Khalid ibn Walid, radiallahu anhu, where will they stop? That's your fake fact check for this week. Until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.